Hello, GWA Backstage. So I thought I would do another questionnaire. These things make me so incredibly nervous. But I'm trying to get to know people in the community, and I figure I should allow you guys to get to know me. So I wanted to do Angel's questionnaire from Tumblr, and I'm not going to answer all the questions, but I've picked, I think, a good selection. So I will share my answers with you, and I'm definitely doing this instead of sleeping, which is what I should be doing on Sunday evening. So excellent decision making already. Okay, so let's see. Who was the last person you held hands with? That would be my daughter. She's been on a big mama hand-holding kick lately, which is kind of cute. Are you outgoing or shy in real life and online? So for this one, just for the record, I don't like the word shy. I was constantly being called a shy child, and I grew up resenting that. I'm not a wallflower. I just prefer to not interact or speak sometimes. I prefer the word introverted, but to actually answer the question, am I outgoing or shy in real life? It depends on the situation. In like large group discussions at work, I can be shy. At least right now, I started a new job a couple months ago, so I'm still really confused a lot. I don't have much to say. In situations where I can have one-on-one conversations or like small group discussions, or if I know the people a little bit better than I know the people I work with right now, then I'm not really very shy. And online, if we're not talking about posting questionnaires, I would say I'm not shy online. I still get nervous to post certain things, but I'm not shy about like talking with people or giving people feedback when I think they've done a good job with something. I don't know, maybe I'm one of those extroverted introverts they're always talking about. I don't know. Okay, what kind of people are you attracted to? So I put some thought into this, and I think this goes for both friends and romantic partners. I am attracted to intelligent, creative people with a sense of humor, and they must be heavily sarcastic. What does the most recent text that you sent say? So the most recent text I sent to a family member, and it said, "We need nothing," and nothing was in all capital letters. So this was like the third text I had received from that person asking what my husband and I want for Christmas, and I kept trying to deflect and say, just spoil the kids, buy the kids stuff, don't worry about us. Really, seriously, please don't buy me anything for Christmas. I don't need anything. If you want to get me something, I would prefer a donation to Planned Parenthood or the ACLU, made in my name. But the last text that I said technically sent, "We need nothing." Do you believe in luck and miracles? So luck, yes. I think I am absurdly superstitious. I do a lot of weird things because I think they worked last time, or, you know. Also, my mother-in-law repeatedly wins pretty much every contest she enters. She's the luckiest person I've ever known. She wins jackpots at casinos, she wins games of bingo, scratch-off lottery tickets. Like, pretty much the only thing she hasn't won yet is the Powerball, which is really disappointing. Although I guess I don't actually know if she plays that. I'll have to ask her. Anyway, so I do believe in luck. Miracles, probably not. I think they're, you know, really good coincidences, probably, but not miracles. Would you kiss the last person you kissed again? Yes. Do you like bubble baths? Once upon a time, I did. I used to take them all the time, like purposefully to relax and stuff, but I haven't taken one in years. I don't really have time to do that anymore. It does sound nice, though. Okay, what are your bad habits? Bad habits. I bite my lip a lot. That's kind of annoying. And I frequently leave like the last bite of something sitting on my plate if I'm eating food. I don't know how I do this. I do it all the time. I forget about it and then I notice it later after it's gone totally cold. It doesn't really hurt anybody else, so I don't know if it qualifies as a bad habit, but it drives me insane. I don't know why I do that. Would you rather live without TV or music? Definitely TV. What do you say during awkward silences? You know, I don't usually let awkward silences settle. I'm kind of pretty good at keeping the conversation going. I'll talk about anything just so that there's not silence. What are your favorite stores to shop in? So definitely Amazon. I would buy everything online if I could. If I must go to a real world store, I think I would say furniture stores. I just really like wandering around and like looking at all the new stuff and planning my dream house and also asking myself, like, why would anybody want that? I bought all the really ugly stuff. And I also like to mock all of the ridiculously overpriced and really weird accessories they have sitting out everywhere, like on all the tables and stuff. They always have those weird, like, fake glasses of wine, and you look on it and it's got a $50 price tag on it, and you're like, why? Who buys? Does anybody buy these things? I don't really understand. When I bought my most recent living room set, my couch, I got the warranty and it came with like a $50, if you don't use the warranty, you get a $50 furniture credit after 5 years. And so my plan is to totally go back and buy one of those ridiculous accessories. And it's going to be awesome. Okay. If you're being extremely quiet, what does it mean? I think for that one, you'd have to check my eyes to know. It could mean I'm just being regular me. It could mean I'm thinking about something. It could mean I am plotting your death. I think you could tell if you look at my eyes, though. They don't, I'm not able to hide much. Do you smile at strangers? I think, unless I'm having a really bad day, I'd say probably about 70% of the time. Like, if we're just passing each other while we're walking or something. Unless they're wearing something really offensive. So I work in a college town, so that kind of happens sometimes, and I won't smile at those people, just on principle. Okay, one thing you wish you could change about yourself. Yeah, this one does not take any thought at all. I would get rid of my occasionally completely debilitating anxiety. And I actually wrote here, fuck you, panic disorder. Yes. us the story of your first kiss. Okay. So I'll tell two stories. The first one is my first ever kiss that I can remember that wasn't like, you know, when I was 5 or something. So this boy that I had a crush on ran up to me in public and just kissed me on the lips when I was like 13 or 14. I was totally shocked. He kissed me a couple more times that summer in the same way, always when we saw each other in public. And then one day I saw him do it to another girl, like just run up to her and kiss her. And I saw him do it to a couple other girls. And I realized, I think he just likes to see what he can get away with. So that kind of killed that crush for me. My first ever romantic kiss, that would be with my second boyfriend. So again, I think I was about 14. And we were at like a, not a county fair, it didn't have rides or anything, but just like a local outdoor festival thing, family festival or whatever. And it was the thing in my high school that you all, you know, everybody went, it was in the middle of summer. And so everyone went to like see each other and stuff. And, yeah, so he was my second ever boyfriend and we snuck off into the woods, and good God, he used so much tongue. When I think back about it, it was disgusting. But I know at the time I was totally thinking like, oh my God, he has his tongue in my mouth. And I thought it was amazing. Yeah. Oh, to be 14 again. Okay. Do you sleep with stuffed animals? I do. I have one stuffed animal that I sleep with. I'm a side sleeper, and I sleep with this stuffed animal in a headlock, kind of pressed up against my chest. I actually can't sleep without it. I mean, I can. Like, I don't have to take it on vacation or anything, but it's much easier to fall asleep with it, or with something in a headlock, like a blanket, or usually if I don't have the stuffed animal with me, I'll get like a sweatshirt out of my suitcase and I'll crumple that up and sleep with it like that. I kind of tell myself it's for my back, like to help support my back while I'm sleeping on my side, but yeah, I totally sleep with a stuffed animal. Okay, first person you talked to today. My daughter, she woke me up for the day bright and early, about 7 o'clock this morning. I really miss sleeping in. The last person I talked to today. So in real life, that would be my husband. And online, that would be one of my GWA friends. Is there anyone you want to punch in the face right now? Definitely. If I could punch anyone in the face right now, it would be Donald Trump. The same answer goes for the next question, which is something irritating you right now? Yes. Who was the last person you cried in front of? So, I know I've cried by myself a couple of times since this, but the last person I officially cried in front of was a coworker. So it was the day that I decided to look for a new job. It was about, 4 or 5 months ago. Someone at my old job was making me just freaking miserable, making me feel horrible about myself, and she had seen the look on my, like, she had seen that I looked upset when she walked past my desk, and so she asked me if I wanted to go for a walk and talk about it, and I said yes, and we walked down to a private conference room on a different floor, and I just flipped out and started bawling. I cry when I get angry. and then I went home that night and applied for a couple of jobs and kept applying, and now I am very far away from that person that was making me miserable. Yes. What makes you happy? I thought a lot about this one. At first I didn't know what to say, and then it all just kind of came pouring out. So what makes me the happiest is just feeling like I did good things that day. And sometimes I mean that very philosophically, you know, morally, and sometimes I mean that very superficially, like, oh man, that audio I just posted was awesome, you know. But I like, you know, I mean, who doesn't like to feel like they had a good day, like they did good stuff, right? So that's what makes me happy. Also, sandals. I kind of detest closed-toed shoes and socks, so I'm kind of bummed that we're approaching winter time here, and I can't wait for flip-flop season. I'm one of those people who will wear sandals, you know, as soon as it's like above 45 degrees outside, and I cling to them as late in the year as I possibly can. What else makes me happy? Definitely listening to music, the louder the better. If I'm by myself, I will be singing at the top of my lungs. Especially anything by Queen. I just love Freddie Mercury's voice, and it can kind of cheer me up no matter what, you know? Just listen to Fat Bottom Girls or Somebody to Love. Yeah. But music in general, music is good. I also really like that first day of spring when you can drive with the windows open, but like it's before all the bees and the other bugs come out, and you can just kind of enjoy the wind in your hair. That makes me happy. And then also travel planning. I think I'm probably never happier than when I've decided, like officially decided, that we're taking a trip somewhere and I get to plan what we're doing and how we're going to get there, and I'm very detail oriented, so I really find that very pleasant. Okay, last question. What's your zodiac sign? So I'm a Leo, and I have never in my life identified with this sign, so I think there was some kind of mistake made. Either that or the zodiac is ridiculous, but you know. But all of my good friends, like my good female friends in life, have also been Leos. So, I don't know, maybe there is some truth to it. Maybe we all bond together. I don't know. Anyway, that is the end of this really rambly questionnaire. I am thoroughly embarrassed, and I have stayed up very much past my bedtime. And good night.